continuing with Popper. Later, Popper quotes Plato in Laws, quoting Plato, "First, no man under 40 years shall obtain permission for," and look and think about how hard it is today, you know, to travel between countries, how hard and rigid that has become. So what Plato is saying is our laws are the right ones. We don't want to have them mixed up with anybody else's. No admixtures. So this is the mindset that is, as we'll see as we talk about Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness report, this emphasis on purity of the blood has not gone away by any means. And so the difficulties thrown in our face of moving fluidly from place to place is not necessary except in the sense of maintaining the logic of rule. All of this mess is to maintain the logic of rule. So Popper quotes Plato, "First, no man under 40 years shall obtain permission for going abroad to whatever place it may be. Secondly, nobody shall obtain such permission in a private capacity. In a public capacity, permission may be granted only to heralds, ambassadors, and to certain missions of inspection. And these men, after their return, will teach the young that the political institutions of other countries are inferior to their own." Unquote, Plato. Sounds very familiar to me. All the injunctions, all the rigidity. And it's only getting worse as they move systematically towards their goal. We have to have a goal. Quoting Popper, "Similar laws are laid down for the reception of strangers. For, quote, this is again quoting Plato, intercommunication between states necessarily results in a mixing of characters and in importing novel customs. And this must cause the greatest harm to people who enjoy the right laws," unquote. Every state wants to determine the quote unquote right laws for its people. We have to decide that we're done with rule. This is not going to just dissolve of its own. It's a global lockdown. We the people want to live, love, honor the ancestors well. We don't need a lot of rules. We're going to be talking about this. Trying to get clear. And believe me, it will be so exciting to see these conversations going elsewhere. We need the discourse. We need the ongoing pushing of each other's thoughts. All of us need it. And I'm not hearing it from the punditry. That's the point. I hear the Greek chorus over the airwaves. That cannot be the extent of our speech. I mean, there gotta be some folks with heart who can pool some resources so that we can figure this out.